Welcome back to Women Lead. And I wanted to take this episode to have a little reflection point. We've gotten through the first 3 months of the year, almost four now. And I was just having a few thoughts and I wanted to share them with you. It's springtime, you know, anyways, in the Northern Hemisphere, and it feels like a season of rebirth. There's always this invigorating, like, things that are just happening around this time of year, I feel. I don't know if that's the same for anyone else, but many times in work, for example, and in professional life, there's a lot of events happening. There's some travel opportunities. There's also a lot of planning that's going in now to some of the more important events that we're having mid-year. And then on a personal note, it's also a really fun time and actually probably my second favorite time of the year after the fall season here in Italy. It's because everything seems new and fresh and there's that excitement of what's about to come. And so it's a mixture of some planning, some already, you know, getting ahead and starting to do certain things, and also reflecting on maybe where we are from the beginning of the year, from where we set our goals and what we had imagined ourselves to be doing already at this time of year. And on that note, I was thinking a lot about new opportunities and what that really means for many people. Sometimes that can mean very scary, right? We're not always super open to new opportunities or experiences. And I find that happens a lot of times when we age, like when we start growing up. If you think about it, when you were your 20-year-old self and someone asked you, hey, you know, let's go to that new bar that opened up, you know, in such and such neighborhood, and let's go check it out and we can invite, you know, this person and that person. And you're like, yeah, okay, let's go. And now we think, oh, am I available? Do I have time? Am I too busy? What's going on that night? Do I really want to go out? Oh, that means I have to take, you know, if you're in a main metropolis, maybe public transport, the metro line or the subway in New York, or, you know, New Yorkers are famous for if you invite a New Yorker to another borough for a night out, everyone will cancel last minute. No one leaves their bureau, their borough after a certain age. And that's so easy, you know, to just say yes and have fun and do something new. And then as we get older, it gets a little less easier. And I was thinking, why is that? And also, it doesn't have to be like that. So one of the goals I had set for myself going into this year was, apart from creating new opportunities, was saying yes to new opportunities and not letting that fear overtake me, or the fear of failure, or the fear of not knowing what I'm doing. We've touched on many times in past episodes too on Women Lead, that fear of failure and that little voice many times that will say, oh, you can't do that, or oh, you're not good enough. And that is just a bunch of baloney if you have to ask me. And we can really just take a look at some of the new opportunities we have coming into this beautiful spring season and understand if A, these are going in the direction that we want our life to go in, and B, if even if they're just, you know, more fun things, what we can do to incorporate more fun and new experiences in our life. And I thought about this from two different perspectives. One was, yes, incorporating fun and making time and accepting new experiences and being open to that and wanting to understand how that will help me grow. So what I'd like to ask you to do is think of that in the same perspective. Are there certain events or certain new opportunities that have maybe presented themselves recently where you could say yes and you could just put aside that fear and hop into it and see what happens? And then the second part of me, and I guess maybe this is more the adult side, is saying yes to new experiences, but also not feeling overwhelmed. So not saying yes to everything, to understand and focus what type of new experiences do I want to say yes to? And what can I get from these experiences to enrich my personal and professional life, and not stress myself out, not feeling overwhelmed, not feeling like I have to be doing this because I said yes to everything. But those are two things that have been going through my head recently as I gear up for a couple weeks of travel and a lot of really cool opportunities that are coming to the podcast soon. So this is a little teaser to let you know we have some very fun stuff coming up. So without revealing too much, I'd first off like to say that the podcast and the growth that we've had over the past year has just been really inspiring and amazing. I have felt so much privilege to really speak to all of our guests, understand where they're coming from, have them be vulnerable with me and with you as the listeners, and to let us in a little bit to see their lives and their challenges and their accomplishments. And what's really cool about meeting and talking to all these new people, again, new experiences, is that sometimes I actually get to meet up with these people in person. And I'm really, really excited to meet one of our past guests coming up this week. And I had the opportunity as well to meet Lauren Palmer in real life when she was in Florence last summer. And it just creates connection on a whole new level. And, you know, maybe it's not a relationship where you keep in touch and you write to each other a day and you talk to each other and you become best friends, but it is a new connection in your network and a new support system that you may have when you are able to talk and connect with these people. And so I, you know, along the lines of new opportunities, I'm also feeling a sense of gratitude for what I've created, gratitude for being connected and aligning with the people that have come together here on the podcast, both on the mic and off the mic, and all of the people behind the scenes as well. I just feel absolutely amazing to be able to be here and share with you all and hopefully help empower you in your own story and your own journey, and inspire you to find your new experiences that are going to enrich you in the coming months. So with that, I will say ciao for now. I'm going to be back very soon with some really, really cool interviews and some really cool people in the next couple weeks. And keep an eye out on our LinkedIn and our Instagram. We're going to have some behind the scenes at a couple events coming up that are quite cool. That would be the Digital Distillery LinkedIn and the Digital Distillery Instagram accounts. As you know, Women Lead is part of the Digital Distillery Podcast Network. And we're just really excited to share these upcoming, really fun, really cool, really inspiring things with you. So take care. Talk soon. Ciao. Thanks for listening to Women Lead. Check out the show notes for everything we mentioned in today's episode. If you're interested in being a guest on the pod or want to let us know the burning topics you want to hear more about, get in touch with us at womenleadpodcast@the-digital-distillery.com, linked in the show notes. And don't forget to subscribe and leave a review to let us know what you think. A very big thank you to our audio engineer, Phil McDowell, who has more patience than the Dalai Lama, our copywriter, Chris Kansky, and project manager, Dennis Kirshner. That's a wrap.